What is up, guys, everybody? This is our first podcast with Mark and Ed. Of course, I am Mark, and this is...
I'm Ed. Hello.
Hello. All right. So this is our first podcast, and we want to, you know, do whatever in this podcast. This podcast is about anything, technically. We're just going to be telling stories and everything. So, Eddie told a story earlier when we were in the truck, and it's pretty funny, so I wanted to tell him to the podcast. But we're not going to be saying the name if there's anyone included, because just for privacy information. So, yeah, go ahead, tell the story.
All right.
Speak a little louder, yeah.
It's a pretty interesting one, really. So, the person, I'll call her Grace.
All right.
Grace. My mom's friend, one day, this was like when I was like in fourth grade.
So, you were 9 years old?
Yeah, probably. I was 9 years old. And we were going over her house. And, like, she lives, like, it's, like, basically a rectangle. But one family could live on one side and the other one could live on the other.
So an apartment, technically?
So, yeah, something like that, yeah.
Right.
And my mom's family lived on one of the sides, right? And, we went around shopping, stuff like that, and then we went back to her place, and she told me to just, like, chill out for a bit, because something was wrong with the car that she was driving, so she had to fix it real quick. So I went over next door, and there was, a couple kids. There was a girl, Grace, and her brother, Jack, and I was good friends with them, yeah.
These are fake names, so yeah.
I was good friends with them. Grace, she was the same age as me, same grade. We went to different schools though. So, but she really liked me, because ever since we were like very little, she would always like come over to my house. And she would always come over to my house and, like, hang out with us, because my mom would babysit her and stuff like that. So, when we were young, we grew close to each other. But then, like, when we got older, it was, like, we got separated. Because she used to live in Connecticut, but recently she's moved back into New Jersey with her mom. But, yeah, on that day... it was just the three of us. We were all bored, so we all wanted to watch a movie real quick. So we were all like, okay, let's watch movies and let's just hang out. And so basically, the living room is like, there's a couch, there's a TV up front, there's a couch, behind it, and then there's a couch like on the side, like to the right. And I would sit on the couch with the girl, and the brother would just sit on his own couch. And we would begin to watch movies. She would, like, as I stated before, she had a crush on me, so it was, like, it's kind of weird, because I knew that, but she still wanted to, like, but she still wanted me and or get together with me. And and it was, like, it was so weird, because she kept doing these, like, tiny gestures to, like, try and get close to me. Like, she would caress my, like, face and stuff like that. It was very weird. And at one point, she went to the kitchen to grab, like, some strawberries, and basically started feeding them to me. And as a 9-year-old kid, I was like, ooh, what's she looking for?
She was seducing.
And I got, like, a sudden thing was, like, oh, okay, maybe she wants something. And, like, I started playing along and stuff like that. I began to hold her. I began to hug her, obviously. And we started laying on the couch and, like, stuff like that. Like, normal kid stuff. But, like, at points, she would try to get really close to me, and, like, I don't know exactly. I know at one point, she went to her room to get, like, this sofa thing. Remember the sofa thing? Mm-hmm. It was like a tiny kid chair.
You like, you know how there's those sofas that turn into beds? It's like that, but it's really small.
And it's just, it can only hold one person, right? And she got that. I'm sweating. She got that. And she basically laid it on the ground and told me to come. and told me to come lay with her. I was like, okay. And she brought a blanket and everything. This whole thing. I was like, wow.
And the funny part.
Take note. The brother was like. Yeah. The brother was still there. He was just paying attention to the movie and everything. It was so weird. But like, so as we were laying in the chair thing, we were all like, oh, okay. And we were still talking. I was holding her. And stuff like that. And then she had the courage to, like, ask this one question, which, like, made everything even more weirder after I left. She asked, can I give you a little kiss on the cheek? No, a little kiss on the cheek, which later led to a kiss on the lips. But she would just be like, it would just be a quick peck. And I was like, oh, okay. I guess, yeah. And so she would begin to kiss me, and, like, I would get, like, sort of, like, the rhythm to it, right? And I would, like, begin to, like, kiss her back. And it got to the point where we started to basically make out.
At the age of 9. Okay.
And she was a good kisser, by the way.
Oh.
She was a good kisser. And by, like, a couple, like, a minute into it, she was like, she pulled away, and she was like, no, I can't do that. This is for older kids first. We need to start at a quick peck. And later, a couple minutes later, like, it kind of got awkward, but my mom's friend came in, and like, and she was like, oh, we gotta go. I was like, okay. I picked up my things, I said bye to them, and I quickly went out the door and got into her car, and she drove me home.
So that was like a story for you. It was really awkward.
Yeah, as a little kid, there were a lot of stories where, like, a lot of girls found me attractive.
Yeah, I have a lot too, but it's pretty useful. So this is the end of this podcast, so I hope you guys enjoyed it. We will be making more of, you know, us telling stories that are funny or awkward. But just, I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys stay tuned to more podcasts as we make more. And subscribe to my channel on YouTube, Mark Vlogs. Subscribe, you guys. So, yeah, guys. I'll see you guys in the next podcast. See ya, Ed.
All right, see ya.
Bye.